Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Well, good morning, family. Praise the Lord, and welcome to another Vision for Change radio show. I am John Stevenson, your host, and it is my pleasure to come into your homes and into your cars or wherever you are. Today's call-in number is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Please give us a call. Let us know how you feel about the show. You can email me at info@jsmonline.org. You can go to follow us on Facebook for Vision for Change Radio, Periscope. Hello, my Periscope family, John Stevenson One. And we're all over the place right now, social media. That's where we have our big following and all the folks that love us. Amen. Well, as always, it's my tradition that if you're not born again, you may be born again. We want to give you an opportunity to get saved, to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This is what it's all about. You know, Vision for Change gives you an opportunity to hear something and get people on, have people come on that can help inspire you. But the biggest thing that you need to be inspired by is having Jesus Christ in your life. And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God sent him to die for your sins, you can be saved. Then you might be saved. I know we're here on a gospel radio station, so the majority of the people that are listening to us are born again, but you don't have to stay in a state of a backslidden state, and your life can turn around just as quick if you just say, Lord, take my life and do something with it. I repent of my sins. Forgive me, Lord, and he's faithful and just to forgive you. And he says this, he'll cast your sins as far as the east is from the west, never to remember them anymore. So when you bring things up in your past, God is looking at you thinking, what are you talking about? Because he's already put it in a covenant. He's not going to remember them anymore. Well, today, I've got a wonderful, wonderful show. I have a friend of mine on the show today. Her name is Miss Leslie Riley, and she is the CEO of Mama's Biscuits. And I am so excited about this interview. She's going to inspire some of you. It's Women's Month, and all month I've had some great guests on who have done who are doing some wonderful things, some wonderful women that are doing some wonderful things. But if you're a man, stay tuned in because you'll be inspired, because we believe here that anything is possible if you love, give, and serve your gift to the world. But as always, I say I got traditions here. I like to bring on our lovely engineer. She's also a radio host herself. She has a radio show on every first of the month for Generation Now. Her name is Miss Janice Sturdivant, and I want to say good morning to her. How are you, my lovely sister?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great, great. How was your weekend?
Between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, I have no bad complaints whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, you really can't complain when it's a Good Friday, and then when you just celebrated Easter, resurrection, rather, on yesterday. So all is well with family and friends. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a very busy weekend. I had an opportunity to fellowship with some folks, and I'll give them a shout-out, Pastor Roddy Williams. And
nice.
I went to minister the last seven words of Christ.
I saw that.
Went and had a good time with that family, and they are doing some wonderful things there at City Church there in Germantown, so give a shout out to him. But it was all in all, it was a very busy weekend, but you know, I love coming here, seeing you, seeing our family here on the air, and so I'm just excited today, especially for our guests.
We
amen.
Enjoy having you.
All right, well, today, my song, just to lead into what Leslie's going to say, I like to set the atmosphere with music, so I've got Mr. Anthony Brown and Testimony, so enjoy.
This song's dedicated
to everyone.
Hopeless situation. Hopeless situation. Now you have a story.
The angels can't sing.
Angels can't sing in glory.
You're redeemed.
You're redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Yeah. Here we go.
Whether it's in the courtroom, fighting in the boardroom, trying to feed your family, or kicked out underneath you.
God's able.
God is more than.
Turn and tell your neighbor,
now it's time for
you. Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Just be one more.
Just be one more witness.
Think I still
want
to
be.
I'm
coming,
Lord. Are they called your family? They cried out.
Lord, please help me.
Cause you knew.
You knew deep down inside that you.
Now let's fast forward.
That's Anthony Brown. Can't nobody tell it like me. Okay, I shouldn't do that, should I, Janice? I'll leave that alone. I'll leave that to Mr. Brown. Amen. I'll leave that to him. Anyway, well, one of the things I shared earlier this month, it's Women's Month, and we wanted to just acknowledge and we wanted to make sure that we were bringing out some women that can inspire some of the ladies that are listening to us out there. I'm a firm believer that anything is possible. You can do anything if you can believe. And in order for your life to change, you get a vision, you know, and I call it the spiritual imagination. I taught a message on it. Maybe we'll play it one day on the air. Or I'll preach it to you. But if you can get a vision, if you can see it, God will put his anointing on what you can see. And so there's nothing that's impossible. The sky's the limit. Whatever you see, whatever you believe, it can be done. If God's giving you a vision or a dream, then that means his stamp, his anointing is on it. And sometimes we're praying, asking God to do stuff that he's already given you a vision. It's already anointed. So just step out on faith and do it. And so I have a young lady that's going to come on, and she's going to just help inspire you and tell you her story. And she's just a beautiful, every time I see her, she's always smiling. I've never seen her mad or upset, just always smiling. And she is the CEO of Mama's Biscuits. And I have Miss Leslie Riley with us today. Leslie, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Elder John.
How are you, my sister?
I am so well this morning. Thank you. Yeah. And I'm saying that with a smile.
I know you are. I know you are, because she's. If you go to our website, and we'll tell you about all that, how to get there, you'll see she's smiling there. That's the Leslie I know. That's the Leslie I know. Okay.
But amen. It hasn't always been smiles, just so you know, but amen.
I know. So I'm going to let you tell your story. So Leslie, just give us a little bit about who you are, and we'll just jump into it. And as I say with most of my guests, because most of my guests are friends and you're a friend, we're just going to talk, okay?
Okay, sounds so good.
Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, a little bit of background about me. I am an IT project manager by day. I am a national security background investigator by night and a gourmet biscuit maker in between. And that is my business that I had started, which is Mama Biscuits Gourmet Biscuits. And it started about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And No,
go ahead. Continue.
I'm sorry. And, you know, one of the reasons I chose the name was because, you know, God said you do things, all things in love. So when I'm baking, I do that with love. And that's hence the way that the heart-shaped biscuits are formed. Because you know you have a mama biscuit when you see the heart shape. And so I always want to show forth God's love in serving others. And, you know, I just never lost sight of God's vision for my business. And I'm always, always amazed that he gave me something as simple as a biscuit to birth. That just truly amazes me.
Amen. I know you've got a journey. And you've walked through some things to get where you are, and everything is by faith. And just based on our past conversations, we know you had to walk by faith to do what you're doing right now. And it's amazing that God will use a biscuit to bless people. You know,
so right.
Let's talk about that about your journey and where you had to step out on faith, because you know we know as believers we're always living by faith. That's what God says. This is how we live. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. I mean, a lot of faith. And, you know, like most of, you know, most people, my journey started from scratch and really a faith walk. You know, I didn't have anything and I relied on God and my faith. And even going through like a lot of my financial situations and the marketing of the business and everything it takes to start a business, even when I didn't have the resources, it was nothing but my faith and God that kept me pushing and moving forward. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that strength just took me to the next level. And of course, you know, the Bible says that all things are possible if you believe. And I just stayed a believer. Mm-hmm. You know, I would hear little words of encouragement, and I would constantly just kind of write those words down, and then I would put them on my bathroom mirror. So every time I was in the bathroom, I would, you know, resonate on those words, and I would see them, and that's what kind of kept me fueled and kept me going. Those were those words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. And I know you and I, about a year ago, I had called you and, you know, asked you, hey, Elder John, do you know anybody who has any baking space? And, you know, even when I didn't have a location to bake the biscuits, you know, it was God who opened that door and made those connections to find the right location for me. So I praise God for that.
Yeah, I remember that phone call, and I remember, and you know, it's interesting, I saw the movie Miracles from Heaven, and I'll put a plug in for Bishop Jakes, and part of that is just some, in that movie, not to tell it, the connections sometimes are the miracles that can help you go to the next level, and sometimes we have around us, I remember my pastor, Pastor Kip Brewington, used to say, everything that we need, especially in our church at the time, God has already provided it, and he's already put things there. But sometimes it's somebody else has a connection for you to get to where you need to get what you got to get. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So let me ask you this. When did you realize you had found your passion? Let's talk about that.
Well, here's the thing. I have always had a passion for cooking. Always. I mean, the backstory of that is I used to own a restaurant, so, you know, we're fast forwarding now. And so I realized that my passion for baking is when it kept, something just kept tugging at my heart to do this. Mm-hmm. And so when God first put the heart-shaped biscuits in my mind, you know, I put a lot of that in the very beginning on paper. I designed the biscuit flavors and how I wanted them to be and how I wanted the setup to be. So I knew that was something, you know, bigger than just me at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, Leslie, let me ask you this now, and I know we'll get to what's going on because I'm excited about your story. I've been telling your testimony, by the way.
Amen.
Your testimony with the people.
Amen.
And folks, especially at Victory, know who you are, and they go, oh, my God, oh, my God. So we'll let you tell that. I'm going to spill the beans, all right?
But
when you first started Mama's Biscuits, did you have a vision of where you are now? Did you see that? Or was that something that just kind of manifested? Now you're just kind of shocked where you are. Did you see it?
I did not see it. No way. No one could have told me that a year ago, last year, that this is where I would be today. I did not see that. And I truly believe that my vision was birthed out of my obedience to God. I think he took my vision and he put me in the right place at the right time with the right people and the right connections. And so I truly believe that timing and where we are in our life has a lot to do with you know, how do we get to the next level.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's tell our listeners where you are so that they know where you are, because I don't want them to think that this is just, well, it's a little small something. No, let's what has God done? And you can start sharing where you are now and what's about to happen.
Well, amen. I actually incorporated the business in when I saw that I had something really good going on social media, which is really helped build up the website, which I think, you know, you can use definitely social media to your good. And that's one of the things that I did. And so I incorporated the business last January, which is 2015. By April of 2015, I had an expressed interest from Wegmans, Whole Foods, and Shark Tank. And I had not even sold a biscuit yet. So my actual online store opened in May of last year. So that's where I am now.
Okay. And so with the interest that Wegmans and Whole Foods had, are they there now?
They are in Whole Foods now. You can expect us to roll out in the Wegmans within the next couple of weeks, but they are actually in Whole Foods in the DMV area now. We were approved for the whole Mid-Atlantic region. We haven't gotten there yet, but we are in about 10 Whole Foods so far.
Amen. Amen. See, it doesn't take God long to do anything. And I know at times
it
might have seemed like there was a lot of pressure. But sometimes, you know, I find that when we're walking out into especially the unknown, it's like walking on water. I have a picture on my wall by Kevin Williams, and it just speaks of walking. It reminds me that the steps I'm taking, he's there, and his hand is coming out of the water just to kind of capture me. But it's walking, it's stepping out, walking by faith, especially if God said it, and you know God said it. If we step out on it, he's going to show, he's going to catch us. Sometimes it might look like we're going to fall, but we're not going to fall.
Elder John, I'm telling you, you're preaching because this has truly been a faith walk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, what do you hope to achieve in the next 5 to 10 years with Mama's Biscuits?
You know, Elder John, I would love for Mama Biscuit to be a national household name. You know, I want everyone to see the love and the care that goes into making the product. You know, my prayer one day is to own my own production facility, and where that facility is actually built off of Christian principles. And here's the thing. One of the nice things that we do, and then I will always keep it going, is that right before we're about to bake the biscuits, me and my staff, whether it's my relatives or whomever, we are in prayer before we go bake those biscuits, that they touch people's lives, that, you know, that they are received well. And, you know, and I just think that that's important. And I will continue that even through my employment of everybody else.
Amen. Amen. You know, we were talking earlier about influences and people that we have, you know, when you called me and you called me just looking for something, but I know I'm one of your biggest fans. So I'm sure you have fans of your own, people that have helped you to get where you needed to go. Because everybody needs someone to help them and inspire them, especially when we get to those points where we feel like, okay, I've gotten places where I do not know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to quit. But you have somebody else say something. Who do you have as the biggest influence in your life so far?
Well, the biggest influence of my life were both my grandparents. And, you know, I have just a lot of friends and family who have supported me through this journey. I mean, I could name them. I mean, Elder Inez Noko. I mean, Monica Mingo. There's tons of them. Miss Nandi Wilson. I mean, just tons and tons. And, of course, my mom and my dad. Just tons and family. And, oh, I can't miss my cousins, my two cousins, Angela Verhannon and Stacey Greer, that have been there every step of the way, and Miss Nikki that has been there as well. So, I mean, it's just surrounding yourself with just people who believe in your mission and believe in your vision. And those people have stuck by me from day one. Yeah.
Amen. Okay, now if you had to give somebody advice, and I know you've received several bits and bits of advice, you know, small pieces of advice, let me say it like that. What advice would you say is the best piece of advice you've been given thus far?
Wow. I would say don't do things because you have to. Do them because you want to.
Amen.
I like to serve, and I love to see people happy and eating good, natural foods. Mm-hmm. And it always makes me smile when someone actually tastes a biscuit for the first time, because their reaction, they're not expecting it. And their reaction, it just fills my heart, and I know that I'm doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like that. I like that. You know, I've got my Periscope family watching it, and I keep seeing the word come up, passion, passion. That seems like that's the word for the day. Passion is the word for the day.
Okay. Yes.
Let me ask you this question. If you had any advice to give our listeners for taking a leap of faith, because, you know, again, now you've spoken about people have given you advice, but what would you tell our listeners today? What's some of the things that they need to consider, and what's the biggest piece of advice you can tell them in your walk and journey with God through this?
Everyone that usually asks me for advice, and Elder John, this is what I tell them. You will hear the word no, mm-hmm. and it's okay. Mm-hmm. People hear no and they get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
But turn your no's into yeses. Mm-hmm. And every no that I got, when I peddled those biscuits all over the DMV. And I heard, oh, they're good, but no, I don't know where they'll fit. But that was just fuel for me. And you know, and I love the song, "When Jesus Says Yes, Nobody Can Say No."
Amen. Yes, I know that's right.
So, yeah, so, I mean, I play that all the time. Mm-hmm. So do not, just please, 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 do not despise small beginnings, because it could turn into something larger. You know, you will experience disappointments, but do not let them defeat you. You know, God is the author and finisher of your fate, and He will see it come to pass.
Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
And age is nothing but a number. We do have some senior listeners out there, and we just want to encourage you as well. It doesn't matter how old you are. You know, my friend of mine, Sean Perry, he has the senior zone. He comes on at 10 a.m., and we were discussing this one day. And one of the things we discussed, there are several. I mean, Colonel Sanders started at 65, and we had Ray Kroc, who started McDonald's at 53, 54. You know, so it doesn't matter about your age. If God's put something in your heart, would you not realize it? Just get started.
Oh, just get started. Here's the thing, Elder John. I think that, you know, to those that are listening, you know, just always put God first. You know, nothing beats a failure but trying. Mm-hmm. If you don't try, you'll never know what you can succeed at. Mm-hmm. So don't let others define your success for you. Mm-hmm. And your success comes in baby steps. Mm-hmm. I'm actually 49. I'll be 49 years old. So I did this at 48. But I think had I done it earlier, it may not have succeeded because I don't think it was my time.
Wow.
So don't let you know, other people define your success for you. You know, even if you just, if it's nothing more than you setting up your business as an LLC or, you know, a sole proprietorship, you know, you've succeeded. That's the first step. You've done it.
Amen. And as you know, I love that. Just don't let anything define you. God defines who we are. And that was
That's
our theme
right.
this year, even here, was God first. If you put Him first, He'll clear the path. He'll start defining what you are. And I know some people are still searching for their purpose and who they are. They're listening to you. And sometimes you can listen to somebody, especially somebody on the radio, and think, okay, well, they've already got it, but everybody started somewhere. What would be your advice that you'd give someone still searching for to find their purpose?
That's one of the things. I feel like life is a journey. Mm-hmm. We are all given tasks, jobs, assignments throughout our life cycle. And we build upon those. And those are ultimately when we are ready to take that leap of faith. And, you know, I think if I had not purposed and opened up the restaurant years ago and learned from that, I would not have gotten to this point now, you know. And I feel like everything that we do, we are to learn and take away something from it. And that's how we build upon things.
Amen. Well, Leslie, we are definitely running out of time here. This time just goes so fast for us. And I want people to be able to, you mentioned Wegmans. If there's any other way they can get in touch with those delicious biscuits, how can they get a hold of you? How to find you, how to get a hold of biscuits. Do you cater? Tell us a little bit more how we can find you.
It's very easy. It's www.mamabiscuit. That's mamabiscuit.com. And then you can, from my webpage, you can go find me on any one of my social media sites, and you can order biscuits if you have questions. And even if you have business questions and you want to ask me, I would be more than happy to answer them for you.
Amen. And she's been on WJLA local. She's been on local television. And
yes.
And if you go by her website, I think you're on TV tomorrow or something.
I am on Channel 9 tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So definitely tune in as well. Yeah.
Okay. You can tune in to Channel 9 and watch her WSA. And also, if you go by that website, and I'm going to tell you guys, don't lick your phones and your screens, because the pictures, oh my goodness. My Lord, Leslie, you're doing a wonderful job, and I am so proud of you. And
thank
I am
you,
still
Elder John.
Praying for you, for God's best. And as long as you keep Him first, we know you're going to have the best. But we're in agreement with you by faith that you are going way beyond. Amen. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and I thank you, Leslie, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Well, my next I have a commercial coming up, and we'll be back just to close out our show with our closing segment before I let go. But I want to let you guys know, Vision for Change is brought to you by John Stevenson Ministries. And so we want you to get an opportunity to be a partner with us in this and sponsor something here on the radio, commercial time, or someone to the ministry and bless your life. So here's a commercial for JSM.
Tells us in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God has given each of us a special gift or vision, something unique, special, and powerful. And we want to help you gain some clarity of your gift or vision to change any area of your life so you can better serve your family, church, community, and the world. God has called John Stevenson Ministries and the Vision for Change broadcast to reach out to the world using every available voice, and that includes your own. When you become a part of the Love, Give, Serve, or LGS Nation with John Stevenson Ministries and Vision for Change, we team up together to help you gain some clarity in what God has called you to serve, whether that is to your family, church, job, or community. We cover all of our partners in prayer daily. We ask you to pray and follow your heart in what to give financially to assist us in our outreach efforts. Any financial gift you commit to sow into the ministry is tax deductible. John Stevenson Ministries Vision for Change broadcast fully believes that your tithes belong to your local church. Your donations to the ministry are received as offerings to support the vision and outreach of ministering the message of love and servanthood to the world. To become a partner or to acquire more information, log on to our website at www.jsmonline.org or call 877-268-8998 or send us an email to partnership@jsmonline.org. Please remember, as you love, give, and serve, all things are possible if you can just believe.
Well, praise the Lord. Before I let you go, I just want to thank my guest one more time, CEO of Mama's Biscuits, Miss Leslie Riley. And also, I want to give you an announcement. I have a friend of mine named Tamisha McNeil. She is having a Moms Rocks Mother's Day conference, and they're having a kickoff, a free family event over at Interdenominational Church of God over in Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's 19201 Woodfield Road at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. So it's a kickoff for the conference she's having coming up on my Mother's Day weekend. TSM Consulting. They're presenting this at the ICOG Gymnasium in Gaithersburg. For more information, call 757-404-1838. That's my time. All things are possible if you can just believe. Love you. See you next week.
For today, we believe your life has been changed through the power of the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For more information, please stop by our website at jsmonline.org. And remember, all things are possible if you can just believe.